In addition to the wide variety of program events and activities conducted by the associated students at Cal Poly, many activities are conducted by student groups directly related to the instructional programs of the university. Typical of these are the activities planned and carried out by the Student Council of the School of Agriculture and Natural Resources. With that in mind, we've asked Leonard Chapman, Chairman of the Ag Student Council, to be our guest this evening. Leonard, we're happy to have you visit with us today.
Thank you, Mr. McRae. Glad to be here.
Leonard, with the Ag Student Council as our subject, perhaps a good starting place in our visit is to tell our listeners just what the role of the Student Council is.
The Agriculture Student Council is primarily a linking body between the School of Agriculture and Natural Resources, the Associated Student Body Incorporated, and the administration.
How do you organize the council so that you can carry out these functions, Leonard?
Well, the Ag Student Council is comprised of one member from each of the 23 clubs of the School of Agriculture and Natural Resources, four Student Affairs Council representatives, a three-member executive board, and an advisor, Dr. John West, Associate Dean of Agriculture.
And then you meet pretty regularly, I suppose?
We meet once a week in College Union 220, Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
And you plan your programs and activities during that time, and then, of course, carry them out whenever they happen.
Yes, very many of them are organized in the council meetings, but there is an awful lot of work that goes on outside the council meetings by committee chairman.
What are some of the council's major activities during a typical year, Leonard?
Well, homecoming, Farm City Week, Ag Invitational Basketball Tournament. We sponsor speakers program twice each year. Tours through the School of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Poly Royal, Ag Leadership Banquet. We are doing work to construct an Ag Circle patio lawn. And we also have clubs that do individual work in recruiting, which travel to different schools throughout the state.
Perhaps a good way to tell our listeners something about your council's program would be to talk about some of the specific activities, Leonard. And one of them that you mentioned that I think is awfully interesting is the tours program that you conduct for the university on campus. How does that happen?
Well, anybody who is interested in having a tour of the School of Agriculture and Natural Resources can arrange to have a tour by contacting the dean's office and his secretary, Ms. Powell. And we will notify the Ag Council, and we will arrange a tour guide and a tour through the entire School of Agriculture and Natural Resources and all the outlying farms.
You mentioned before we went on the air, Leonard, that these kinds of groups range all the way from school groups, elementary children, to campfire girls, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and so on and so forth. And I suppose it kind of gets to be a lot of fun to do this when you're working with the children, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We have groups that vary very widely in age, and they're all a lot of fun, particularly the little kids, because they get such a real kick out of seeing all the animals that we have here at Cal Poly.
And you showed me one of the pictures that they draw and send to you, and they're rather interesting pictures, aren't they?
Yes, we do. It's quite gratifying to get these letters from these little kids. And they draw pictures and thank their tour guides, and it makes you feel like you've accomplished an awful lot, made a lot of little kids happy.
You mentioned the Aggie Invitational Basketball Tournament, Leonard. I think that's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. December 8th and 9th is Aggie Invitational Basketball Tournament. The tournament is sponsored and coordinated by the Agriculture Student Council. This year, I feel it should be a very outstanding tournament. A few of the teams are, of course, Cal Poly, Eastern Oregon, Cal State Sonoma, and Cal Lutheran. The game times are 7 and 9 both nights.
And, of course, in the men's gym at Cal Poly.
Yes, that's right.
One of the things that you've mentioned, Leonard, that interested me as I was listening was the activities where some of your student organizations that are part of the School of Agriculture Council work in recruitment and visits at high schools throughout the state. How do they carry this out?
Yes, this is very true. Many of the students at Cal Poly, in fact, I feel that most of them feel that we have a very outstanding program here in the School of Agriculture. Many of them would like to see other people come and, of course, would like to see their departments expand and grow. So they take it upon themselves, either individually or by clubs, and travel to different schools throughout the entire state and present programs for recruitment.
And of course, these sometimes are presented individually, and sometimes they're in classes, and sometimes, I suppose, even in assemblies and so on and so forth.
This is true.
Well, it occurs to me, Leonard, that perhaps our listeners might be interested in knowing again that the admission application period for the fall quarter of next year is the month of November. Students who are planning to enter Cal Poly in September should get their applications for admission in during the month of November. It's kind of a thing that might slide by without being recognized, and someone might be a quarter late getting here. We wouldn't want that to happen. Leonard Chapman, teams are nearly ready for the second half of tonight's game. I want to thank you for stopping by to talk with us tonight about the activities of the Student Council of the School of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Cal Poly. This has been Don McCaleb, your Mustang Football Network halftime host, thanking you for joining us during halftime of the Cal Poly football broadcast this fall. Bob Brown and Wayne Welk will be back with the second half of tonight's game in a few moments.